Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. It is a lovely day, going to be a great day. It is early August, August 3rd, here in Houston, Texas. Whoop. So we got a lot going on. Astros are doing great. Texans are getting into gear. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. That's about the extent of actual sports coverage we're going to do because it's a show about gardening. That's what we do. We discuss growing plants. We discuss vegetables, trees, lawns. Whatever it is that you love about gardening at your house is what we want to get into. And, you know, we get to explore in a lot of different ways. Our favorite way is just, you know, you giving us a call, asking us a question. 713-572-4610. The nice man mentioned that I work at Memorial Park. I'm the Conservation Program Manager. Part of that is really building and developing what we call our BioCycle program. It's a compost yard. We make compost tea. We use kind of specialized compost teas as our fertilizer all over the park. So I love a soil viewpoint. I also manage the greenhouse there, and we grow a lot of native plants that are hard to find, and so I love growing plants too. I am passionate about gardening, about veggie gardening, all that stuff. But what's really cool is I'm not even our best knowledge specialist. I'm not even our top expert on this show. I get to really listen and learn from a bunch of really incredible experts from all over the city. So the way we kind of arranged and got this super team of experts is we talked with these wonderful, beautiful garden center destinations, so places that you can go to get great advice, to get beautiful plants, and to really kind of get all you need to set yourself up for success when it comes to gardening. And literally, be it a huge shade tree or be it a lawn space that you need a lot of help with. So just to let you know some of those spots, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, right there on 11th Street, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy, just, you know, right there in real Katy. And I love driving around Katy because you see so many fruit trees. It's always so like motivating and exciting to see a neighborhood like that or a town that's got like so much citrus in it. Plants for All Seasons up 249. You know, that whole team up there is really awesome. A big family project, but man, it's a beautiful spot. And they grow a lot of cool plants too. We've got the Enchanted team, the Enchanted duo, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. They kind of book in Richmond, Texas. Enchanted Gardens is right there, kind of Cinco Ranch area. Enchanted Forest is more south of Sugarland near Greatwood. Both really beautiful spots, a lot of cool shade, really established spaces. Got Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, another great spot. The Warren's really are kind of like doing it all as business plans from the installation to soil creation. Their heirloom soils are wonderful. And also Warren Southern Gardens is just a really destination spot for, I think, taking pictures, family photos, but also just for beautiful, beautiful ideas, beautiful arrangements, a lot of cool stuff. And last, but definitely not least, the Arbor Gate. So that's kind of right in the middle of Tomball, beautiful spot, established space, really beautiful, wonderful spot with great great information, great staff, great service, all that jazz. So, you know, you got this lineup of these amazing places, and we get to go through a rotation, and I get to learn and talk with them. So really kind of a great opportunity in this show to get in here, answer questions, and you do that by giving us a call, 713-572-4610. It's not the only way to connect. If you are unable to call or you're listening to this as a podcast, we also have the opportunity for you to send us a, you know, send us a message on Facebook. So we got a little Facebook page, right? All the punk kids using Facebook these days, and you know, political messaging also. But also we have our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a Ask a Pro button. You just kind of click that. You can ask the question, and you'll get an answer via email. Sometimes we read those on the show. So definitely, that's a great way to kind of get your question out there. And I can promise you this, if you have a question, someone else has that exact same question. So you're really kind of helping out a lot of people by asking your question. And it might not be something that I've got on my mind. And so love to hear from you. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash, feed and garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Are you ready for fall tomatoes? Because it's time. Good morning. I'm Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We're blessed in Houston by having two planting seasons. And so now it's time to rip out your spring tomatoes and put in your fall tomatoes. And just arrived at the nursery in the past week are several different great varieties to grow through the fall. And while you're picking up your tomatoes, be sure to get prepared for the rest of your fall garden. Coming in September, it'll be time for all our leafy greens, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, all our winter crops. To prepare for fall crops, one, we need to plan, and two, we need to add compost and be ready. So pick up your compost, get it spread out, and start planning which seeds you're going to plant. We have a great selection of botanical interest seeds, which are all wonderful varieties for our area and have high germination rates. And while you're planning for your vegetable garden, stop by our herb table and check out our new fresh herbs ready for you to take home and plant. If you have lawn issues, swing into the breezeway and talk to our guys about lawn diagnosis and the best way to treat your problems. We just received a new shipment of interior plants and indoor pots. So hang out in the air conditioner and get information on all the benefits of interior plants. Visit us at plantsforallseasons.com. We're easy to get to at 21328 State Highway 249. See you soon. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Great job, Sherry. Thanks a lot. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Danny Milliken here. We are talking gardening. So I want to hear what's on your mind, 713-572-4610. And I've been thinking a lot about lawns. You know, we get calls from folks who live in developments that, you know, their new development wants to be water smart, wants to be more focused on native plants. And so they grow Bermuda grass instead of St. Augustine. And there's a few different kind of lawn grasses in our area that are viable choices, from things you can start with seed like Bermuda or Bahia to things that you have to buy in flats like St. Augustine or Zoysia. And when it comes to the care of them, there's some universal truths out there, but there's also some very specific things between each different variety. So I thought we'd spend some time exploring those differences in these lawn grasses. So one cool thing about some of them is Bahia and Bermuda are a lot more resilient and resistant to a few of the fungal problems and also sod webworm. So that's kind of one plus reason to go with Bermuda. As far as like water use goes, really water needs are based on root depth and root health. And so you're not going to have a huge difference in water needs from St. Augustine to Bermuda, even though the kind of myth suggests that Bermuda can use a lot less. So Bermuda can survive on less water, but it won't be that lawn that you look for that's kind of got that green, lush sort of look. So a big difference between them is the height that you keep the grass. So this is something that I think a lot of people can potentially make a mistake on when they're choosing their mowing height. This isn't something that really is based on preference. You know, if you want a 2-inch lawn and you have St. Augustine, you really can't do that. You really can't keep it at that height and expect to have a disease-free, weed-free space. So what happens with all of these grasses is that at a certain height, their leaves turn sideways. And if they're too tall, the leads will continue to go up. If they're too short, they'll never be able to turn sideways. And so the reason that you really want that sideways action is because that's what shades the soil from the sun, stopping really the viability of any other weed species coming in and taking over. So if you've been mowing your St. Augustine for, you know, an inch and a half forever, you're having to battle a bunch of weeds. Partly that's the reason why. St. Augustine itself really wants to be maintained at 3.5 to 4 inches. So that's considerably higher than most people really regard it at being. But when it's that height is when it can outcompete pretty much anything else. It can outcompete Bermuda grass, for example. The switch is true. The opposite is true if you're keeping something at, you know, 2 inches. The Bermuda grass will compete to St. Augustine. So if you're at a place and you're seeing both these grasses growing together, you can actually make a huge change on that by just changing your mowing height. So one just kind of little thing to think about. If you've got St. Augustine, 3.5 feet, leave the clippings there. They serve as an excellent kind of soil fertilizer, food fertilizer for the soil life. I hear sometimes about thatch problems. And in a subtropical climate like we've got, really thatch shouldn't be an issue, right? You shouldn't have that. That should break down very quickly because of the rich soil life that we have, should decompose that layer pretty quickly. So if you're dealing with thatch on any of these lawns, there's a really good chance that you are you're lacking some of the soil life that is needed to really maintain those deeper roots, maintain plant health. So thatch is a good sign of maybe problems to come down the road, maybe even a lack of resiliency to any sort of crisis. So first thing I would do with thatch, and you know, I'm going to encourage this on almost any lawn as a yearly treatment or even every other year treatment, and that's a compost top dressing. So you really want to make sure that your soil is as healthy as possible. And this just in true under the grass. It's also true like for your trees, for your shrubs, for your veggie beds, because you know, all your roots have to be healthy. All your roots really need to take up kind of water, take up soil, and get deeper. The deeper they are, the more they thrive. And so a compost top dressing does everything you need to do in a lawn. It outcompetes diseases. It outcompetes fungal disease, you know, bacterial problems, all kinds of things. It also adds that soil life back to the space, adds that whole huge biology, that huge food web back into the soil. And it really lets you kind of step back as far as fertilization and improving the soil and just seeing that benefit. It can reduce water use. It can green up the plant. There is no living entity on the planet that has more nitrogen. So we think of, you know, lawn fertilizers as a high nitrogen fertilizer. Well, bacteria have 20% fertilizer as their bodies. Pretty amazing when you think about it. They've got so much nitrogen in their body that if you get a lot of them down, and compost does that, you're actually doing a really kind of nitrogen adding process to the space. So compost top dressing has a lot of benefits, and it works on any type of grass no matter what you've got. And that's really the way that we view, the way we view lawns in general, is that you want to improve the soil in the root zone. You don't just want to like feed the plant, push the plant forward, keep the roots shallow. And so that also brings to mind what kind of fertilizer to use. Well, I love using MicroLife because it feeds the soil, it provides nutrition. It really does that kind of really cool effect of improving soil itself. So we're excited because we get to talk with Mike Sorrent here in a little bit about OBA, a really cool thing that's coming up, and even about what OBA is. We talk about it pretty often, but it's the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. So he's going to come on a little bit later in the show. We got Anita coming on at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we want you guys to be able to be the best gardener you could be. And a lot of times when it comes to lawns and stuff, there's a few small changes. The last thing with lawns is how much do you water? So deeper watering randomly throughout the week, once this week, twice next week, but really a deeper watering. And if that means you spray and then you stop and you spray and you stop, that's the way to do it. So, you know, it's a lot of little things that we like to cover all the time, but I thought we'd just do a little sesh of just getting it all in there and getting it done. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, 713-572-4610, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Sometimes summer bites. Spiders, mosquitoes, fire ants, bugs invading your home like an all-you-can-bite buffet. Stop the bugs. Stop the bites. Close the buffet.
Call my certified Home Show Pro, Preventive Pest Control.
Hi, this is Jeremy with a special offer for all of Tom's listeners. Call us at 713-955-1801. Ask for Preventive Pest Control's Tom Tynan coverage and get our Tom Tynan approved service program started for just $39. That's more than $50 off. Call us at 713-955-1801. 713-955-1801.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, this is Danny Milliken with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Nature's Way Resources. We kind of just got done talking about compost top dressing and really like what's the best thing to do for your lawn. Well, healthy lawns begin with healthy soil, as do healthy flower beds, healthy veggie gardens, healthy trees. So you can start strong and add Nature's Way Resources soils, mulches, and compost to any garden space you've got. The great thing about using this approach, using compost to fertilize your lawn, is that you wind up with healthier trees. So a lot of times, a lot of the commercial fertilizers actually reduce the health of your tree, and your tree is a very valuable commodity you've got. I love Nature's Way Resources. I've been using it for years and years. Basically, when it comes down to it, microscope tests aside, it being the best that way, when it came to actually growing my plants and making them the healthiest they can be, it was the best. So especially when it came to veggie beds, that's where I really did my kind of testing and research, is really crushed it with that. So their location is just north of the Woodlands, like a minute off 45. It's right up there just past the Woodlands. And they have a nursery also. Their nursery really focuses on native plants and fruit trees. They got a great selection of stuff. But they have a bunch of native plants that are eligible for the new low water use 50% water rebate bill for residents of the Woodlands. That's pretty cool. I mean, saving 50% of your water bill is pretty awesome, especially as that bill goes up and up. So a list of plants, a list of rebate details, visit their website, naturewayresources.com. If you want to pick up Nature's Way Resources compost, mulches, soils in your neighborhood, you can go on our website and find your nearest retail location by visiting the Nature's Way Resources page at homeshowgardenpros.com. They're making awesome compost. They're really good guys, really passionate about doing it right in our area. So check out Nature's Way Resources, naturewayresources.com. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear what's on your mind, and we're going to start doing that now. So, Mark, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is a first-time caller. I've listened to you quite a bit been informed with everything that you've talked about.
That's awesome. We've only been on a year and a half, so we don't get a lot of first time long times, you know, because we don't have the long time yet.
That's true. I can remember you and Tom working together all the time, and I'm a long time listener for Tom, and that he's helped me out quite a bit.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a great guy.
But my question was, is I have a house that's in Seabrook, Texas. It's real close to the Moss Nursery.
Okay.
I'm only about two streets away from the water. I have a 1965 house, and I've got a tree that's in my backyard that's about 12 feet away from the house. So the roots you can see above the ground. Someone told me it was an oak tree or an elm tree that didn't really look like an oak tree to me. But I'm worried that foundation problems, and was wondering if there was something that I could do to prevent, and there doesn't seem to be any structural damage to my house.
So, Mark, actually, maybe it's going to just be a broken record today for me, because yep. I do love compost top dressing so much. I love using compost as a solution. And so the roots you see above the ground, right, they were once in the ground, and they didn't come up. The soil went down. So with the flooding we've had, with the constant drought, and then Harvey, all this stuff that's happened, the soil has been compacted, if not kind of lost a little bit. And so I think the best thing you can do is do a one-time compost as mulch at like 2 inches. And then around the roots, if you wanted to build that soil up, but if you can reduce the compaction around the soil will fill in and the roots will want to fill in and go down, right? They'll want to like get all that good stuff where you're putting the new compost and not so much want to go away from right now they want to go away from the compacted area.
Well, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
No, I was hoping that I would be able to save the tree, like what you're saying.
Yeah.
But also to put a deck around the tree, is that a bad idea? Because the other thing that I wanted to do, I've got 11-year-old twins and a 6-year-old, and I was thinking about making a tree house for them. And that'll be my next call to Tom in a little bit. I probably need your advice on that too. The tree is, in fact, I used the Tom's recommendation for the roofers, and they said that tree saved my previous roof about 10 years worth of protection. Extra I got out of it. So putting a deck around that be a problem?
I love decks around trees. It's one of my favorite things to see. I really like the way they work, and I love it when you can sit and enjoy the shade from a tree.
Yes.
So I don't really have any real problem with building a deck around the tree. I would, as the very first step, really do a compost top dress, thicker layer, 1.5 inches under the whole canopy. Honestly, the roots are going to grow. The roots are going to go to the most desirable soil. That's just where they're going to go. And if it turns out, because of all of our weather crisis we've had, that soil is under your house, that's where they're going to go, right? And so you can improve the soil enough around the tree under the deck by putting down some good compost and then building the deck, and you'll have the space that won't get compacted again by rain because the deck will be over it.
Oh, okay.
And so then from now on, though, you need to really like make a calendar reminder to once you've put the deck in to liquid feed your tree probably monthly with things like seaweed and humic acid.
Okay. And now, is there something? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying that the liquid actually gets around the roots and gets down there and gets where the roots need to go, and it's a really effective feed for the tree.
Okay.
So yeah.
So should I like make little spots in the deck after I've done everything first before the deck, but then for future use, put something in the deck so that I could keep on fertilizing it?
Well, if you can use liquid fertilizer, you can really get it through a pretty narrow crack. But it wouldn't be a bad thing to make some little holes around it and, kind of do four corners that you're putting the liquid in and putting a hole there just for that. It's also a hole that holds a tiki torch or something like that, a dual-use kind of hole.
Oh, wow.
And so one thing, too, is when you make the hole for the tree, I would go ahead and make it some way that you can at some point enlarge it without changing the integrity of the deck. So, putting a special circle in there that you'll know you can remove when you need to in 4 or 5 years when that tree gets a little bit bigger and starts bumping up against it because that'll be a tree killer real quick if you let it press into the deck itself.
Okay. Yeah, the tree is probably what's way above the house.
Yeah.
It's like double the size of my one-story house.
Right.
So, a hug, if I could hug the tree. that big.
But, oh, nice.
Okay, great. And no problems with the... any advice on the treehouse?
I would just, the big thing with the treehouse is you don't want to kind of damage the canopy. You don't want to really remove any big branches. Anytime you're going, you're mounting to a bigger branch or the trunk, you actually want to just drill through it, because anything wrapping around it is going to kill the trunk, kill the branch. Going through it is going to make a tiny little thing. So, you know, you know xylem and phloem, the whole blood vessels of a tree, it's right under the bark. So anytime we compress the bark, we are damaging the xylem and phloem. So the minimum amount you can actually have contact with the bark itself, the healthier the choice is going to be as far as the greenhouse goes. But, like, you can drill a hole through the trunk and put a big, like, you know, big metal bollard or whatever through there, dowel through there, so to mount on both sides, and you're going to have a quarter-size hole that's actually going to be what you've damaged in the bark zone. So that's the way. You don't do anything around a branch or around the trunk. That's the big no-no is, you know, there's those metal zip ties. You can't use those. You can't, you know, do any cabling. If you do cabling, you go through a branch. You always go through the branches with as small as holes possible.
Wow. I hope I'm not taking up too much time here.
No, man.
But my grandfather had a farm out in Iowa. I'm 60 years old, and I can remember whenever we drove around his farm, he had all these trees that had the old mule-driven farm tools, and they were growing right in the middle of the trees. And I guess that explains that same principle, that I guess the trees can, you know, have something go through them, even if they grow through it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, the damage to that outer layer of the tree. So,
wow.
Well, hey, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day, Mark.
You too. Bye-bye, Dave.
Bye-bye. It's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Rebecca, I see you. We'll be getting to you right after this quick break.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. Microlife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding Microlife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. Microlife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's Full Service Nursery.
The Arbor Game. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Love to hear from you, 713-572-4610. Another thing I'd love to do is to tell you about Southwest Fertilizer. It's so cool. Southwest Fertilizer is so great. It's like it's a throwback where you can get, like, really cool modern technology gardening stuff. So gardening supplies, they have a really cool – I just think of all the throwback things. They have these charming little carts. They have, like, a antique seed bin where you can actually get bulk seed. You know, if you only need three seeds, you actually get three seeds, or you can get 2 pounds. Pretty cool. But you'll also find watering solutions. So all the water technology from timers to sprinklers, old-school sprinklers, new-school sprinklers. You know, you water the right way, you get a healthier landscape. They have organic and synthetic solutions for disease reduction, for pest problems. Awesome, awesome mower shop and back. Mowers and lawn equipment for the brands you trust with a full service repair center. A really wide selection of bird feeders and premium wild bird seeds for every budget. So they got a lot of bird stuff. They also have a lot of other animal stuff. They carry a really great line of dog food, which is really cool. But when it comes down to it, you know, the best part isn't the cool tool wall. It's not the awesome organic solutions. It's not, you know, the bird seeds. It's the knowledgeable, friendly, incredible staff that work there. A bunch of people that are just happy to help you solve your lawn and garden needs. And their pledge is if they don't have it, if you know something that's worked for you in the past and they don't have it, they'll help you find it. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place quite like Southwest Fertilizer. It's really, really cool. It's been a Houston lawn and garden tradition since 1955. So it's in the city on Bissonnette Street, just south of the Loop a little bit at Renwick. So 5828 Bissonnette. Really cool spot. Really cool people. Really great products. Check them out. SouthwestFertilizer.com. Welcome back, everybody. Anita Nelson has popped in here. She's with me now.
Hello. Good morning, Danny.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Anita's going to be on the 8 o'clock, but then she heard me talking lawns. It was like, oh, she wants to get up and be part of that conversation.
I do, because I've just started a lawn for the first time in my entire life at age 60. And I never had one. We never had a lawn. So I started growing one since we talk about it on the show so much. Do you want to know the update on my lawn?
I do want to hear the update.
Okay. Well, I did everything the hard way on purpose.
Right.
I laid the worst sod possible, all the leftover sod that we had at our shop.
Gotcha, so, the yellowed out, dead in the middle.
Yeah, that sod. I laid it all out on top of weeds. I didn't even – well, I did lay down a whole bunch of compost, and I put in the MicroLife General for
the 624.
624, yes. Then I laid the sod on top of it, and it is coming along. The weeds have sprung up in between the cracks, between the pieces, and I pull those out. I've been watering it about once a week, and slowly but surely I'm seeing that St. Augustine creep across and start, out-competing the weeds.
Nice. That's awesome. That is so cool. I mean, it's such a
– I want to do it the slow way to say – patience is really the way to go with the lawn. Eventually you'll get the lawn you want. And in one other area, I put in – healthier sod. And it's really coming along. It looks great now. It's crowded out almost all the weeds now, and it looks like a typical lawn you'd see in Houston.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, it's you take the right approach, you get the right results. Mm-hmm.
And and I've been sprinkling it with the humates about once a month.
Oh, wow,
going
that's
out
awesome.
And spreading humates. Because the soil that I put it on top, it was really weedy soil, and that tells you what.
Yeah.
It was really bad soil.
Yeah, it has a lot of needs.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritional needs, compaction problems, a lot of different stuff. The weeds always tell us a story.
It's amazing. If you dig down in the soil where I am, it's dead soil, you could say. There's not a lot of life in it, so I want to bring that soil back to life.
Yeah, that's what we call dead soil, we call that dirt.
Dirt. Yeah, that would be true.
That is exactly what we call it. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk to Rebecca. She's been home a long time. Rebecca, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. You're here with Anita.
Well, thank you. Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
Morning. You've been talking about organic products, and in the organic products, you're trying to make healthier, make the dirt into healthy soil, and so a lot of those are the live microbes and some of the fungi and all the nutrients. And you've been talking about watering systems. Well, I was told that I needed to. We have chlorine in our water. And so we have bought some filters to filter out the chlorine to water where we have put the organic products, and we have the microbes and the fungi and all of this. But that the chlorine, if you have the chlorine in the water, it can kill off some of those things. It's a little bit of a hassle and an expense to put them in all your hydrants and things. Then you need to keep filtering out the chlorine in order for the good stuff to survive.
Okay, so you're asking, Rebecca, if it's imperative to filter out the chlorine to help the garden be more kind of thriving as far as biological life.
Right.
Okay, awesome. That's a really great question, and we are going to answer it. I think the short answer is maybe.
Yeah, I don't really worry about it. Now, in a water garden application, we definitely address the chlorine issue because of the fish. But if they're using chlorine dioxide in your water system, that evaporates out pretty rapidly. If they're using chloramines, that's a more stable form of chlorine. But I think that the parts per million in your regular tap water is not enough to affect the plant health and plant growth. And plus, the time that you have to water your plants is only in the summertime. The rest of the time of the year, you're relying on nature. And so I think that's probably enough. Well, I'm sure you've heard that expression, dilution is the solution to pollution.
Ooh.
And I would think that really the amount of chlorine is so minimal that it's not really going to affect your plants to the extent that you think it's going to.
We're up against a break, but I definitely have a couple of comments mm-hmm. on it and even like follow-up questions to that for you about some things that I have witnessed. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thanks, Rebecca, for that call, 713-572-4610. That's a great question. We're going to explore kind of the problems with water. So 713-572-4610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Before we get back to the calls, I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. Don't let the lawn problem sneak up on you. If you see something happen and you're not sure what it is, come on in and see us and we can help you diagnose your issues. Now is a great time of year to apply a new layer of mulch to your beds to keep the moisture in and protect all your plants from the summer heat. It's not too late to freshen up those bare spots in your yard. We've got plenty of heat-tolerant annuals and perennials and also lots of tropical shrubs. Come on in and let us tell you about some mosquito-repelling plants that we have. Every Friday, we've got fun summer Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out, and we'll have somebody on hand to help you set up your custom pot, fairy garden, or terrarium. Lots of pretty things to put in them. And the soil is on us. Free soil for your pots. Bring yours in or buy one here. Either way, we'll help you out. Come visit us. Enchanted Gardens is located convenient to Cinco Ranch in Richmond at the corner of 723 and 359. Enchanted Forest is convenient to Sugar Land and Greatwood on FM 2759. Find us online at myenchanted.com. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, man. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Here with Anita Nelson, talking gardening. She had a great question about chlorine and chloramine in water. And Anita is absolutely right. She just mentioned that when it comes to actually in-ground gardening, it's really not an effective mm-hmm. or damaging deal. But put it on the list for reasons to keep improving your soil.
Right. But I just learned something interesting from you, Danny, about the chlorine.
It was an interesting find that we found when I was mm-hmm. working at Herman Park is that we found that where the spray heads would spray kind of city water, you know, it has chloramine in it, a solid version of chlorine, onto the rose leaves and camellias and azaleas, it would reduce the population of the protective biome.
On the leaf surfaces.
On the leaf surface.
Yeah.
So didn't affect our soil health, but it did mean that those leaf surfaces were more apt to get black spot mm-hmm. Or have thrips on them, things like that.
And I believe you mentioned something about compost tea as well.
Yes. Yeah. So compost tea, you do have to remove the chlorine from the water to make compost tea because still in that aqueous solution, its whole goal in the pipes is to make sure the pipes are clean. And when the water gets to our house, it's not filled with bacteria that would
yes,
kill us.
Yeah.
And so you can't really use it in the aqueous solution of compost tea directly because it would keep doing that same
yeah.
principle.
But you could just go to the grocery store to make and buy distilled water. To
yeah,
make
or collect rainwater.
Yeah, collect rainwater.
Yeah, or use humic mm-hmm. acid to.
What rain, Danny?
Yeah, well, that's the big question.
Yeah.
What rain? Well, it's really interesting. I mean, a lot more people are collecting a little bit of rain. Now, mm-hmm. in a subtropical climate, right, we get a lot of rain.
We do.
In stretches.
Yes. Yeah, there was a doctor who did a whole thing on how he did all the calculations, everything about putting in the type of roof that would collect the rainwater, how much a surface area it would take to supply a house and a yard with enough rainwater for a year. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
But it's expensive to do that.
No, that's right.
Because you also have to install the wherewithal. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to install the filtration system
as
well.
You do. And you have to have a metal roof.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot. I have seen pretty cool setups where people have the pump in there, and when it gets like low, you know, when it gets lower, it really kind of then relies on the fluorine. I mean, the city water to come in and kind of fill that back up. So it's a really cool little system. Now, one thing they add to water too, that when it comes to gardening, that's really good for us, but not as good for our plants, is fluoride.
Fluoride.
And it can bond and damage some of the microbes, again, on the leaf surface.
Yes.
And a few plants, especially vegetables, are really susceptible to it. But what are we going to do? You know, the other choice is being a lot less healthy as a society.
Yeah,
so we kind of deal with what we got to in civilized society.
And water the soil and not the leaves.
Yeah. I mean, old pipes aren't very good for us, but like – I love indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I don't want to, you know, forget how awesome it is. I don't want it to go away. So,
especially after a day in the gardening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A shower is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got a special treat coming up here after this quick break. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 here in Houston, Texas. I'm Danny, here with Anita Nelson.
And I'm Anita.
Yeah, and I'm Dan. I thought you were going to say with Danny Milliken here.
Oh, yeah, with Danny Milliken.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're both here talking to you about gardening. Love taking your questions. Love hearing what's on your mind. We got a special treat. There's an awesome organic workshops coming up that's all about organic topics. It's really geared towards anybody who wants to learn about it. So all the subjects kind of start at a beginner level and get a little bit intermediate. There's going to be something for everybody. So we have the president of OBA, the organization that is not just doing this one education thing, but does a lot of great education throughout the year. OBA is the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, and we have Mike Sorrent here to talk to us a little bit about this awesome workshop and about OBA. Mike, tell us a little bit about OBA and benefits and members. How are you?
Danny, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Well, sorry, maybe I missed that last sentence there.
Oh, I said, what a great day to be alive.
I said, what a good sentence to have repeated. Yeah, absolutely. So we got this awesome organic workshop coming up. I got here that it's August 22nd, and I do have that in my calendar because I get to be one of the speakers.
Well, Danny, you've been a part of OBA, I think, since the beginning. OBA is a very unique organization, one of a kind in all of America, and that fits because Houston, believe it or not, is the number one organic horticultural city in all of America.
I honestly believe
impressive.
That. I totally believe that. Totally.
Yep. Look at you and Anita and Home Show Garden Pro. God, it's just really.
Mike kind of went out there a little bit, didn't he?
He really did.
Three profits. Yep. And it's dedicated to bringing world-class organic education to the Houston metro area.
Well, Mike, we are having a little bit. Hey, Mike, we're having a little bit of kind of technical difficulty weaving in and out. We're going to call you back and bring you right back on, but let's try to get another connection. So we're going to do that real quick. Our guy's going to work on that. While we're reconnecting with Mike, we're going to this awesome organics workshop.
Yes. Well, what are some of the topics?
Well, some of the topics are, and before we get into that, just this show is a proud member of OBA,
mm-hmm.
and we actually go to all the events. Last event, we had a co-op member panel, which was really cool.
It was. It kind of changed my whole focus on gardening, actually, when I listened to the speaker, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Doug Talamet,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really, really great, talking about kind of how our lawns can participate in the global system, and mm-hmm. our lawns can potentially be part of reducing species loss all across the world. So, some of the great speakers that are coming in, Molly Pilarski from Lake Austin Resort is going to come in, talking about how to sell organics, and really, that one is really going to gear towards the businesses that are part of this. Mm-hmm. But if you're a homeowner, OBA is a great thing to be involved with, because how do you find a great landscaping company that cares about organic practices, right? How do you find that? Well, you come to these workshops. You come learn this way. You join OBA. It's a great way to do it. And the next speaker is Heidi Schiesley from Tree Search Farms. She does an awesome job. She's one of my heroes of selling plants, growing plants locally that are really habitat-focused, that are cool plants. She has a great selection of fruit trees. To ask your landscaper to buy plants from them. They have quality plants and really great varieties. We got Mike back, so we'll bring him back on here. Welcome back, Mike. I understand you're on the road somewhere, right?
We are, and I guess that technical difficulty on Monsanto. I know Monsanto doesn't like it very well.
Oh, right. You think Monsanto is sending out a jamming signal?
Well, they have one. Yeah. You remember, Danny? They tried to jam us one time on an event we did. So,
yeah,
I don't put it back though.
No, that was an incredible deal. They were able to manage it so that we were forced out of our venue, and we had to find a next venue for a 200-person presentation one time. So that was a big deal. That was crazy. Okay,
so OBA's great.
Yeah, OBA's great. Why would it be good for our listeners to consider joining OBA?
Well, I think one, it's good to meet other people that love and believe in organics. There's a lot of good feeling to know you're not the only one that's doing things. And organics is hugely successful. It's the least expensive way to manage our lives, our
right.
landscapes, our plants. And so what you have is really dedicated, great experts who believe and practice organics every day of their lives. And they're very successful. That are involved in organics and OBA, they just love to share real information. So if you want to take gardening and horticulture and landscaping to greater heights and just learn about how to do it, it's simple and it's fun, then OBA is the place to be.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That is absolutely right. Oh man, good stuff there. It I kind of think of the way really we schedule our year with the education with OBA is, we're talking about everything from the roots of the plants to the birds and the trees to the impact on human health that excellent gardening practices have. So it's just the subject is so broad when it comes to good gardening that it takes a lot of education. And it's great because OBA's not afraid to go deep either. There's a lot of science put out there, a lot of great information involved. So, Mike, we're at a quick break. We're going to keep you around a little bit. So we're just going to go to this, commercial break and then bring you right back if that's cool.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Anita.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back talking a little bit more about Mike Sarant.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees.
That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670, and get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
More answers to your gardening questions are on the way. This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in Kingwood, the livable forest. We're located at 1675 North Park Drive. And just in this weekend, we got in our fall seed. We've got wildflower seed, Texas bluebonnets, and milkweed. You want to sow your bluebonnets and other Texas wildflowers now through December. Stop by the Garden Center. We've got a beautiful selection of Native American seed, and you'll learn more about incorporating wildflowers into your home landscape. Also this weekend at Warren's, we have our ongoing Hotspot Red Dot special, where you can save up to 50% on azaleas and other beautiful blooming shrubs. Now is the time to build your soil. Quality soil is vital when it comes to achieving beauty in the landscape. We have a mix and match special going on this weekend through the 7th. 5 bags of Landscaper's Pride Gardener's Magic Soil or Rose Mix for $29.99. Now's the time to build your beds up for fall. Just then, we've got some beautiful pottery from Spain and Italy. And don't forget to check us out on our Facebook and Pinterest page for more information on our ongoing specials and also on how to be successful in your gardening endeavors. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros for more of your gardening questions.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Talk with Anita Nelson.
From Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Also talking with Mike Sarant. He is with MicroLife, but also with OBA. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit specifically about this event. If in a nutshell you were to say, okay, what's great about this event, go for it.
Well, it's so exciting. I think that organics, as we start managing our own personal ecosystems at home or in commercial parks, we find that if we follow natural law, then everything becomes easier, and it's not complicated for us to follow natural law. So you have these really great experts that have been doing it as a profession, and what they do is they give you the shortcuts or the secrets or the main themes to follow. And when we do this, then what we have is easier gardens and landscapes. A great example that we learned this week was a very high-end large grounds maintenance company that went all organic this year for the first time, and they told me that they are now saving $5,000 in reduced chemical pesticide costs on their properties because they just don't have problems. And the plants, the camellias, the turf grass has never looked better.
Wow.
So with these organic workshops, homeowners and professionals alike, they're just going to get great intel. They're going to meet really wonderful people, participants. The speakers are very easy to talk to. We've got a panel discussion at the end.
Right.
There's going to be in-out samples, organic lunch. It's just a great event and for a very, very low price.
Yeah, I mean, kind of looking at the classes breakdown, you've got a lot of cool stuff about gardening for wildlife, or even like, you know, Barb Rector from Bayou Bend, which is one of the most beautiful spots in the city, talking about organic care of roses, azaleas, things like that, that people think, oh, you can't do that organic. Well, Barb Rector does it, you know, so it's a kind of really great access you get to people that not just know the why, but are doing it. So I'm excited.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, then there's yourself. You are high-grade professional compost expert researcher, and so your business days are researching and doing and building and applying compost. And one of the sessions is at the end, you're going to tell us, you know, the very latest what you're finding in compost, and that's itself. It's just, and where do you get that knowledge? I mean, it's very exciting.
It is, yeah. I mean, we've been able to really access a lot of kind of collegiate information out there from Memorial Park and try to replicate processes and replicate experience and experiments too, and figure out how to do it. So Mike, I really, really appreciate the call. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Have a great trip.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye, Anita. Bye, Danny.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike. So this this awesome organics workshop that's really going to give you a ton of information across the board on landscaping organically, it's August 22nd, 2019, this year, obviously, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. So it's kind of an all-day thing, and it's going to be at the beautiful spot right there in Herman Park, McGovern Centennial Gardens. If you want to know information, you want to register online, go to obaonline.org, OHBAonline.org/events. And, you know, $25 for members, $50 for non-members, but you won't get a chance to talk to area experts really doing it organically. You won't get a chance like this, really.
Yeah, and you get a fantastic lunch.
Yeah, and actually they serve breakfast too. So,
ooh, yeah.
Two meals for $25. Mm-hmm. Not bad. It's not bad. Awesome. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sitting here with Anita Nelson. And we're going to explore some really cool water topics when we get back that Anita wants to bring up. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, talk to you guys here in a little bit.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milliken.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.